Mark, welcome to Drive.
Hi, mate. How's it going? Thanks for having me.
Not a problem. Now, we were actually just watching you play FIFA a few minutes ago, and you're ranked pretty highly in Australia, right?
Yeah, probably I'd say the top five. In the world, I'd probably say between top couple hundred.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm really interested to know, how does that ranking system work? Is it based on like competitions that you go in?
Yeah, basically, so we play in like a monthly qualifier. So
okay.
Every weekend we have to play 40 games, and you got to get the top 16 in our region. So it's like, our region is called the rest of the world region, which that also includes like Saudi Arabia and Asia.
Okay.
So it's probably one of the biggest region, if not the biggest region. So, we compete over, I'd say, 160 games. And then the top players from that qualify to go to an event. And there you play for, a lot of money.
Damn.
Yeah.
Man, I am really interested in how you train. Because I wanted to know if it's just playing video games or if you're actually working on the kind of physical skills like reaction time and stuff. Are you doing other like gym work as well to your reflexes or things like that?
Yeah, well, mainly I'm involved with a lot of other pros here in Australia. So we do communicate, like I'm talking like a day-to-day basis.
Mm.
We do play each other on like literally and nearly a day-to-day basis. So, it's all about getting better together, I see it. Because, I mean, to compete with the likes of Europe, they're a step ahead and we have to try and catch up to them.
Okay.
I mean, in terms of reaction and training on top of that, that's not really something that we look at. It's more just practicing. For me, myself personally, it's just to come naturally, as weird as it sounds. I've had an interest in football outside of gaming.
Okay.
And I've implemented what I know in football in real life into the game, and it seems to work for me, so...
That's interesting. So it's not like a boxer. I mean, if you're a professional boxer, you like go running and you do weights, but you also do boxing training. Your is really the key focus is just getting that gameplay under your belt.
Yeah, 100%. And also knowing and watching and analysing real life gameplay, real life football, and implementing like the top plays, how you see it, and trying implementing that into your game style. Yeah.
Ah, so understanding the game plan as well.
Yeah, if there's a certain situation in a game, what to do and how to like sort of counter what your opponent's doing, maybe.
Okay. Yeah. So how many hours are you training a day?
I'd say at least, because I work full time as well. So I'd say at least maybe 3 hours a night, 3 to 4 hours. Yeah.
You're a busy man.
Yeah, I am. Plus running a stream at the same time. We're trying to anyway. So.
Yeah. Well, okay. That's really interesting because we called you at about 5:20, but you were on Twitch.
Yes.
And so we were actually watching you play FIFA, and we saw when you were finished so we could know when to call.
Yeah.
So I only just found out about Twitch super recently. Can you give us a bit of an overview about what that platform is?
Okay. So basically, how I've put myself out to sort of the world and our community is via Twitch. Now, Twitch is basically... Now, you got your Netflix and all that where you watch your TV shows.
Mm.
Twitch is basically like Netflix, but it's essentially for video games, how I like to see it. So if you're into like a video game, you can find that video game and see if someone's playing it and essentially see if you like that person that's playing it and if they're entertaining, you watch them. And that's sort of what Twitch is all about, watching people play games. And look, people with a lot of viewers are the ones that are pretty good at games, I'd imagine.
Okay.
And the ones that are pretty entertaining. So, yeah.
So you have a headset on and you're kind of giving commentary about what you're doing as well so they can see you doing that?
Yeah, yeah. So I'm giving commentary. I'm interacting with the people that watch my stream.
That's so cool.
They're watching me play.
Yeah.
And I can see what they're typing at the same time. So, you know, someone new will come to the stream and say hi and I'll reply back, hi, you know, welcome to the stream, something like that. You know, it's sort of like just getting that. Basically, how I said is someone walked into your shop and you say hi. That's how it works.
Ah, cool. That's a great analogy. Do many celebrities do this?
To be honest, yes. If you know some UFC fighters,
yeah, I know Demetrius Johnson.
Yeah, there's quite a few of them that do it. Yeah,
okay.
There's Quentin Rampage Jackson, or he streams as well.
Oh, really?
There's quite a few. There's I'm not sure if you know the character Carl from The Walking Dead. He streamed on Twitch as well.
Really?
Yeah, so there's been quite a few that that know about Twitch and probably watch it and stream it as well. So
to watch you playing, do I subscribe to Twitch? Is that how? I don't understand the business model.
Yeah, so basically how it works is after you, I'd say probably have a couple hundred viewers like per stream, you can get partnered, which essentially allows you to have a subscriber button. So you know how you would just subscribe to a newspaper or subscribe to a TV show or Netflix?
Yeah.
It's basically like that. Someone will subscribe to your stream. And it costs $4.90 US, so it's like $6 Australian, something like that. But yeah, that's how the subscribing that works. But then it also comes into play, like people with donations and bit donations. So yeah, that's how it works.
On the show, I've spoken to some people who are kind of experts, I guess, about markets and stuff, talking about the growth of the esports industry.
Yeah.
But I'd like to hear from someone who is right in the thick of it. How have you seen it grown maybe over the last couple of years?
Well, it's really exponentially, really. It's gone from literally nothing here in Australia to basically everything. I mean, for me, in any way, like this last, I'd say in about a year, from last year to now, like the growth is like almost tripled.
Okay.
Because of the amount of one, money on the line, and two, just how good the competition is. And I think everyone's now noticing that, hold on, there is a future, and esports is the future. You know what I mean? Nowadays, you'll probably see more and more people on their computer than there are watching TV, and that's just the facts.
Yeah, so that's true. So, I mean, you mentioned money. You have a full time job, but do you also get money from Twitch? Is that
Yeah, that's how that works. Yeah. I mean, it's not a huge amount. It's, you know, only a little amount. But yeah, it's sort of cool. It's something like I do on the side. But anything that I make on Twitch, I have a rule. I put it back into the stream. So it's like,
okay.
So anything that I make on the side or for Twitch, obviously, I put it back into my stream, whether it be getting a new capture card to capture my gameplay, getting new audio, getting new background.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. And so you are a gamer, but you really specialize in FIFA. Is that right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's correct, yeah.
So finally, on a personal level, I guess you've been playing FIFA for a long time. Do you still enjoy it?
To be honest with you, yeah, I do enjoy it. But the main problem I have with the FIFA community at the moment is like the lack of, communication. That's a better word.
Okay.
Communication between the actual people running events, running tournaments, running everything, like to the actual players. There's like a bridge, and we can't have to bridge that gap, you know what I mean?
So you enjoy playing FIFA, but it's like the logistics around it that get laborious?
Yeah, I love playing FIFA, otherwise I wouldn't stream it, I wouldn't play it.
Yeah, okay.
But I've always loved the game. I've been playing it for literally years, since FIFA 02, 03, so yeah.
Well, I have learned so much in the last 7 minutes. Mark, thanks so much for coming on and telling us all about the extremely rapid rise of esports.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Cheers, man. No problems.